Moses removes a chain lock to open up a door inside this former industrial site on South Park Avenue. It's along the bank of the Buffalo River, next door to Riverworks and the construction site of Solar City. Now, it seems like a very unusual spot to hold an anniversary bash, but Moses says he believes it's the perfect indoor-outdoor venue.
I thought that Art Voice should find a new location and do what it's always done, which is kind of break new ground.
This celebration will feature interactive artists, DJs, food trucks, and plenty of live music. Exactly the type of an event Art Voice would feature. Moses' passion for the arts emerged from his background growing up in Greenwich Village in New York City, where he played in bands, acted on stage, and wrote plays.
When I came back to Buffalo and Courier was closed, the Buffalo News was the only paper, and they only wrote about everything was out of town. Out of town, like, Aerosmith or Led Zeppelin or theater was the Shaw Festival, the Stratford Festival. It was as if they didn't know that things happened in Buffalo. And the other thing was the Village Voice had a very strong political voice. It was started by Norman Mailer with very strong points of view. And I felt like we were missing that, too.
So you didn't see a voice for the cultural arts theater community?
I didn't see a voice for the cultural arts community, and I didn't see a voice that came in with any kind of opinions to, like, really help the city.
Moses says 25 years ago, Art Voice wasn't taken seriously.
And there was a general opinion that if you didn't pay for a paper, it wasn't worth anything. Well, 25 years later, everyone expects their information for free. So free is good now.
Financially, Art Voice relies on its advertisers. Over the past few years, the newspaper hit fiscal troubles. Last year, several top staffers left, including editor Jeff Kelly, who now is the editor of competition to the Art Voice, The Public. Art Voice recently shut down for a few weeks for changes, but is now back in full operation. A source tells WBFO Art Voice will take over the publishing of three other small papers in South Buffalo, Lackawanna, and Niagara Falls. The newspapers would share content with Art Voice. Moses confirmed a deal is in the works, but provided few details.
We're working on a deal. It's not finalized yet, but it looks pretty good. I can't really talk about it.
You can't say who or how it would work?
I can't really, but it would be, in effect, would be the publisher of title of four different publications, although I would only own Art Voice. I would not own the other ones, but I would make all the day-to-day decisions. We bring something to them, and they bring something to us. They don't have any arts cultural coverage, and they have a lot more of the news hole, which we got weak on, and I want to get that back.
What would you say is your best strength?
Sincerity, that we really care about Buffalo, that our mission from day one has been, this is a great town, and we want to do everything we can to make it greater.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.